The time is 7:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Will Louisiana enter Phase 3 of reopening? That's the question many people are wondering, as Governor John Bel Edwards is expected to announce whether or not the state will move into another phase of relaxed restrictions. Edwards will hold a press conference this afternoon, scheduled for 2:30. But is the state ready? There's been an uptick in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations recently that may be an indication of a resurgence related to social gatherings. Louisiana health regulators have tied at least 100 cases of the new coronavirus to bars near LSU in Baton Rouge and report a new cluster of the illness in the Orleans Parish area. The State Department of Public Health said Friday that bars in an area near the campus called Tigerland are believed to be a major contributor to the outbreak in Baton Rouge. New Orleans health officials are investigating another COVID-19 outbreak that is likely linked to a New Orleans graduation party. Statewide, numbers are rising both in cases and hospitalizations. The Louisiana Department of Health's most recent report shows 49,778 confirmed COVID-19 cases with almost 3,000 deaths. Arkansas has seen its largest single-day increase in new coronavirus cases among non-incarcerated people. Governor Asa Hutchinson announced Friday that 703 people tested positive, including 41 inmates at correctional facilities. An additional 6 deaths from COVID-19 increased the state's death toll to over 200. Speaking in his daily briefing, Hutchinson explained the State Department of Health's guidelines that strongly recommend people wear face mask protection in the workplace and in public, as doing so would reduce community spread of the disease.
Face covering should be worn in all indoor settings where you're exposed to non-household members and physical distancing of 6 feet or more cannot be assured. Very, very important. And then in outdoor settings where you're exposed to non-household members, you should wear face coverings unless there is a space of 6 feet or more that you can practice physical distancing.
Governor Hutchinson said he still does not support any statewide measure requiring Arkansans to wear face masks in public, but did encourage people to follow the guidelines. State Department of Health's Dr. Nate Smith said they're working to determine if there's a relationship between the spike in COVID-19 infections and weekend activity.
But when you see a weekly pattern like that, and you go back the 5 or 6 days of the average incubation period, at least there's a suggestion that what's happening on the weekends is having some bearing there.
Since the governor's press conference, the Arkansas Department of Health released an update over the weekend. There are now 15,561 confirmed COVID-19 cases with 225 deaths reported. The current weather radar shows rain showers moving in from the northwest across East Texas, so it should hit the Shreveport-Bossier area by midday. Your weather outlook for today, you can expect temperature to reach around 91 degrees. Now, some of that rainfall could be heavy, as much as 2 inches in areas. This is Red River Radio News.